producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com. Last month, the Washington State Senate said open carriers are no longer welcome in their viewing galleries. Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen announced that the public will no longer be able to openly carry firearms in the state Senate's chamber's public viewing area. We're not going to treat them any differently than everyone else, he said to open carry advocates. Owen said that it didn't make sense to allow people to openly carry firearms while banning backpacks, signs, and umbrellas. The last I checked, backpacks and umbrellas were not covered under the United States Constitution. But in response to this, open carry advocates are having a rally tomorrow, the 7th, and we have gun owners prepare for arrest at Washington State Capitol. The Washington State Patrol is expected to arrest anyone entering the viewing chambers openly carrying a firearm, although individuals with a concealed pistol license will be allowed to conceal carry weapons into the chambers. And of course, we know in Washington State, Bloomberg and Bill Gates are up there pushing their anti-gun agenda, so we'll just have to wait and see how this turns out. And last year, you guys may also recall Arkansas gun range declaring itself to be a Muslim-free zone. But now, after the massacre that happened in Pakistan, Pakistani teachers are now being able to carry in the classroom. After 150 children and educators were killed by Taliban terrorists in a brutal massacre in December, the Pakistani government gave permission to teachers to be armed while at work. Now, I'm very happy to see this. Whether it's in Pakistan or here in the States, I think it's much better to arm the teachers than to give the kids Campbell's soup cans and tell them to throw them at their attackers. And we'll end with this. Murder victim's sister on gun control group. Don't use her to push your agenda.
Sharing your story to a lot of people.
I'm pretty versed about the bill, and I'm actually very against it. I'm very pro-gun, as is Jesse, so I would really hope that you guys don't use her story for anything, because the only thing that would have saved her was a gun.
That's it for now. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
There's just one more thing you've got to worry about as the world moves toward RFID everything, digital pickpockets. Here, hackers show just how easily your credit card information can be stolen from thin air in seconds. It's a practice known as data skimming that allows criminals to use RFID readers to harvest bank details from cards that use wave and pay radio technology. RFID cards transmit bank details via their own radio signal, so criminals standing just 6 inches away are able to harvest bank details using RFID readers or even apps that are downloaded to their phones. If a reader or RFID app-enabled smartphone is within range, hackers can pick up on that wireless signal as it's transmitted when the card is being used to buy a product. That information can then be used to replicate the card. Now, the fact that the readers aren't able to get the 3-digit security code off the back of your credit card, that can sort of help, but you'll notice that that security code isn't really necessary for most purchases. And the danger here is that it's estimated that nearly 70% of cards will soon be vulnerable to digital pickpocketing. Now, there are ways to protect your information right now. You can wrap the card in tin foil, or you can also pick up a specially lined wallet like those that we sell at the InfoWars store. Not only are they going to stop RFID identity theft, but also cell phone tracking and eavesdropping. But what's the contingency plan when these RFID chips are going to be embedded under our skin? Google CEO Eric Schmidt is basically foaming at the mouth just talking about this technology becoming intrinsic. We've already reported about a company in Sweden who's requiring its employees to get RFID chips just so they can make photocopies or enter and exit the building. But these embedded RFID implants will contain a lot more information than just your banking data. Of course, they'll have your social security number as well as your private health and criminal history. They'll be used to track and monitor all of your movements. So, of course, this is information that's very vital to not only hackers, but also government agencies. Isn't it kind of ironic to think that in the future, we're all probably going to be wearing...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday the 13th on this live worldwide edition of the transmission. February, Friday the 13th, 2015. We're broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is time for the people of the world to stand up and let the globalist social engineers know that we are aware of their manipulation and that they are not in control of our minds anymore. That is the beginning of their collapse, the minute we realize that we are free.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull.
Thanks, Diana. We're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. and you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
Can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm mad. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you. You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow them to do so.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists, and has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak. Hundreds of thousands a month pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
So much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube. Arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist, strange.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
You're getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now.
You have any
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the window.
What are you doing? I don't want to see anybody yelling.
Go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
mad as hell. Am I going to take this anymore?
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the 13th transmission. Dr. Andy Wakefield, will be joining us. He is the medical doctor from England who now lives in Austin, Texas, who is suing the journalist author of the so-called medical report debunking his study. They used that hoax report to then put out another larger hoax that the only piece of evidence showing vaccines was dangerous had been overturned and fraudulently created. Just last week, the court in England returned the medical degree and good standing to his co-author, and he is set very soon to have hearings and is set to be exonerated as well. So just remember that. British court throws out conviction of autism vaccine MD. Andrew Wakefield's co-author completely exonerated. That's from the Autism Action Network. It links through to the British reports. They do not want you knowing this because they're a bunch of liars just like Brian Williams. By the way, Brian Williams is in more trouble now for saying that he was most honored to report on the fall of the Berlin Wall and to see it fall. And it turns out he didn't get there till the day after. The Berlin Wall was falling for weeks. I'm not defending Brian Williams. He's a horrible anti-gun globalist teleprompter reading liar. But saying I was there when the Berlin Wall fell, I mean, he was there when the Berlin Wall fell. If you're there when it's falling down the next day, being taken down, that was ongoing for weeks, then yes. Maybe a fish story. Maybe you caught a 10-pound fish. You said it was a 15-pound fish. Whatever. Lying and saying there are no death panels in Obamacare. Lying and saying you can keep your doctor. Lying and saying they wouldn't come after our guns. Lying and saying there's no amnesty in the new amnesty legislation. That's the type of stuff that people should be really angry about. But hey, if it discredits dinosaur media that's always trying to attack any type of independent media, great. Great. Of course, the guy is a congenital liar. He wasn't there with dead bodies floating past at his hotel in Katrina. He wasn't in the helicopter shot down. He wasn't near it. On and on and on. And yes, he wasn't there at the Brandenburg Gate right when the first pieces fell. So I guess he's a liar on that count as well. But it doesn't matter in the aggregate compared to the big lies of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve that tells Congress it's above the law. And all these Republican and Democratic senators coming out saying, don't meddle in it, you know, stop Rand Paul. Let me tell you, Rand Paul is a hero. He's not perfect, but compared to the globalist, he is an angel. I mean, he's barely defeated the gun-grabbing bills with Ted Cruz. Barely defeated a whole bunch of garbage, and now he's in there trying to get the audit the Fed bill passed. I just see such vitriol by the trolls criticizing Rand Paul online. And that's because it's paid for to get the ball rolling, and then other people join in on it. It's a snowball effect. They try to create a megaphone effect, a amplification effect. And I just bring that up as a side issue because it's just he's exposing that our government funded Al Qaeda and ISIS right now, that Hillary's involved. Nobody else is doing that. In fact, Rand Paul is even better than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's wife, I know, worked for Goldman Sachs. So does anybody else, basically, that is successful in banking. And she resigned from the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't care what organization they were in. I care about their voting records. I mean, Saul of Tarsus was the biggest persecutor of Christians. He became the greatest leader of Christians after Christ. So I don't care. I mean, as long as Darth Vader throws the emperor down the mineshaft as an allegory, I don't care if he was Darth Vader 5 minutes before. Because now he's going back to being Anakin Skywalker. You've got to give everybody that chance. Stay with us.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
"Jason from Minnesota."
"Please hold."
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
"Jason from Minnesota, you're up."
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Mondays and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back weeknight. night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, they had an investigator who said that they were threatening to kill him, and about an hour before he was set to testify to their legislature, he was shot in the head. And now the president of Argentina, Fernandez, has been charged in probe of alleged cover-up. Wow, a conspiracy that they might actually kill an investigator from the government who had proof that she was connected to communist bombings decades before and other activities like Obama and his connection to the Weathermen, who come on this show and say they're not communist and that they don't want violence. I mean, a load of horse crap. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but that is what it is. A rose is still a rose by any other name, and baloney is still Bravo Sierra by any other name. Stocks have hit a new record high. That's in the Associated Press. Reach record, rebounding oil lifts energy stocks. Stocks, this is just all volatility manipulating, riding it up and down. Stocks rose to record levels on Friday as the price of oil jumped again, giving it a lift to energy stocks. The slight gain for the market was enough to push the Standard & Poor's 500 Index to a record intraday high of the Dow Jones Industrial Average back above 18,000. Those headlines are from DrudgeReport.com. Let me go over a few of the headlines that are up at InfoWars.com right now for you. ISIS captures city where Marines are training Iraqi troops after Obama submits war authorization. That's a Kurt Nemo report. Our war correspondent, Joe Biggs, has contacts in the Army and the Marines, and he is on the phone right now with them confirming what AP and Reuters and others are reporting, that 300 Marines may be trapped right as Obama tries to get his war authorization. Notice how ISIS hits perfectly right when Obama needs them to get this blanket war authorization, which will be used on Syria, al-Qaeda's enemy. In fact, they've already said, we want to carve out an area, remove these groups, and put good Syrian rebels in to take over Syria. And that's all this is a U.S. force sent there to mop up some of the disparate ISIS groups, because there's always infighting, that aren't following orders exactly correctly of NATO and others. And then they'll mop up some of those guys for television, you know, have some images of them being flown around on C-130s to torture bases. They'll be trained on how to be better operatives and released in 5-10 years to start the next war. That's what Camp X-Ray is. I said it a decade ago. Camp X-Ray at Gitmo is an al-Qaeda training command base. We knew. I mean, it came out in the news, mainstream news, that an entire area inside the base was CIA run, where they would basically get people to join them, train them, break them, test new mind control drugs, test new mind control chips. This came out in the news that it was super Buck Rogers high tech stuff, right down to PCP, LSD, and flying in top hookers to. It was really because the CIA just wanted to have them around. I'm not kidding. You can pull this up. Hookers in to dress up with Satan mask on and to rape the detainees with blood. Now, I'm not trying to be gross here. It was like an NBC News, ABC News. In fact, that's so outrageous. Guys, Google search it. It'll be something like Gitmo detainees sexually abused, prostitutes. Gitmo prostitutes flown in. I think London Guardian had it, too. I mean, that was like 8-9 years ago that came out. And I'm already digressing. It's just a re-education camp is where you find people and break them down who you know that will then serve you and follow orders. And that's why almost every commander in ISIS right now is a Gitmo graduate. You know, some people go to Harvard, they go to the University of Texas, you go to Cambridge. No, they go to Gitmo. Sex used to break Muslim prisoners. Book says women allegedly wore thongs, and it goes on. That's a whitewash. That's Associated Press. Female interrogators tried to break Muslim detainees in the U.S. prison camp in Gitmo Bay by sexually touching, wearing miniskirts and thong underwear, in one case smearing Saudi man's face with fake menstrual blood, according to an insider's written account. That's a whitewash. See, by the time it hits NBC News or AP, it's a total whitewash. Read the Army's report from Abu Ghraib. read, just search Army report on prisoner abuse. Abu Ghraib, General Tagumbu filed the report. Three-star U.S. general, and I can't even say on air what they did in the report. But it involves small children, and it involves acid, and it involves large objects. And I don't care who you are out there. You cannot accept raping five-year-old children. I mean, it's pure evil, and they're trying to bring America's name.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Time.
Go tell that long.
We'll cut down George Soros.
Until that midnight.
Time. We'll cut down the traitors that have sought to destroy any semblance of human dignity and freedom.
Cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
Where to begin?
Call my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that
Lord. Where to start? I mean, the news is all just over the top, and all of it illustrates really important things. Let's just begin where we just ended in the last segment. ISIS on the doorstep. Fighters reportedly seize Iraqi town near base holding U.S. Marines. Fox News, Gateway Pundit. ISIS seizes Iraq city, attacks al-Assad base with 300 Marines inside. 8 suicide bombers killed inside base. I mean, this is just all out al-Qaeda attack. Now look at the photos here. They're all waving al-Qaeda flags, and our media keeps acting like ISIS is different than the Syrian Free Army and al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just a total joke. If it wasn't so serious. And again, it's a real war. They'll kill Marines. They'll kill Army soldiers. They'll kill sailors. So it's a real war that people like Chris Kyle over there fighting. But at the end of the day, the globalists are behind the whole thing, orchestrating it. We're going to continue to investigate this. Kurt Nemo has a boil down of it with video at Infowars.com. ISIS captures city where Marines are training Iraqi troops after Obama submits war authorization. Al-Baghdadi is the town. What is that like? The Baghdad? The little Baghdad? Taken by ISIS. And then look at this article. This is so incredible. I remember watching this at the time. Just as a neutral person, knowing George Soros was behind and bragged about it, the $5 billion State Department to overthrow Ukraine, put in an unelected government. They call that a dictatorship. Junta. And I remember seeing clearly in the videos that were even being put out on their state-run TV that it was snipers from the West and pro-Western Ukraine shooting at the elected government police and killing them. So the police would then shoot back, and they could say that was a police massacre. Well, now RT reports, and I don't just believe RT, they have a link to BBC interviewing one of the leaders, admitting that they were there sniping the police and started it. So they're just so arrogant. BBC airs fighter admitting he fired on police before Kiev massacre. The BBC has aired footage of an opposition fighter who says he fired at police. I remember watching the footage. I mean, the media was saying that they were protesters shooting at the police. It wasn't denied. Okay, that's just some of the news on that front. Let me get into the really serious news here that's coming up. I'm going to cover this in the third hour, so it'll take some time. North Carolina killer, a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I noticed the Tea Party and people that don't want totally open borders the last few days were being blamed for these three Muslims that were shot in Florida. And then I noticed it went off the news, and I thought, what's going on? Well, the crew pointed out to me, and the Weekly Standard has it, and a bunch of other publications, WorldNet Daily has it. And Joseph Harris says, why aren't you hearing about this? It was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, we're not hearing about it. It was another event in Florida. Because Craig Hicks, the suspect, charged the murders, is an atheist and a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and likes MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, the science guy Bill Nye, same-sex marriage groups, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So he's immune because he's liberal. Three Muslim students murdered near University of North Carolina. Corporate media accused of glossing over story. That's Adon's report about the WorldNet Daily report. And they had another case that we'll talk about. Remember the guy that went in and shot up the Family Research Council? And he said he did it for the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a group that within an hour or less of Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 6 years ago, shooting and killing three police officers, they were blaming me, saying he did it for me. We're going to play the Corkins video when he's talking to the FBI agents, admitting that he did it because of what he learned from the Southern Poverty Law Center when he shot up the Family Research Council. But the reason I'm getting back into this is within an hour, they had it on the Pittsburgh front page newspaper. They were announcing it on national news. And imagine, he's barely at the police station, and I'm being blamed. They're running into his computer claiming, oh, he visited InfoWars.com. Well, we just went to his social media websites and found him saying that I work for Israel and that I need to be taken out and that he's going to dedicate his life to stopping me. And he was all on the Stormfront website and everywhere else. But the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, within an hour, had their people inside the police department leaking it, trying to connect it to me. Again, folks, they're after us, is what I'm saying. And they're after anybody that doesn't want to just sell the country completely down the river to corruption. And that's happened a bunch where they get on the news and they say, Alex Jones wants cops dead. This is a meme they put out because they know I'm saying we don't want civil war. We don't want to protest tyranny violently when we don't want to go out, if it ever goes to violence, and randomly shoot cops or military. That will drive the police and military into the arms of the globalists. Plus, it doesn't hurt the globalists. They hate the police and the military. Look at their internal training. They're totally worried about the military and police. They're worried about anybody that's got force and that is in the inside. Tyrannies always keep police and military on a very short, abusive, tyrannical leash. So natural allies of the police and military, it's like if you go to a party and you act like you don't like anybody and you sit in the corner mad and you think everybody hates you. What's the Doors line about women seem wicked when you're unwanted? It's all how we reach out to people. And they want us all isolated, and they want a divide and conquer scenario in this country. And I know I say that all the time because it's so simple. But you go to a party, and you're out going, telling jokes, having a great time. Everybody's going to be over there talking to you. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. And see, that's why they, 30 years ago, infiltrated the proto-modern militia movement that's totally constitutional, absolutely part of our system and wonderful, with feds and globalists to make everybody hide in the woods, think the cops are coming to kill them, freaking out, so they could project an image of a bunch of crazies hiding out in the bushes to then put that in movies and TV shows to then create the perception that anyone owning guns wants to kill all the police. So the police would then start alerting on them like a hunting dog that's been trained to go after rabbits. Well, if you look like a rabbit and the dog's trained to take down rabbits, it's going to come after you. It's like MTV and the whole culture teaches the kids how to wear their pants hanging down around their legs, prison style, prison punk style, and to wear certain outfits and things on record while they train the police to alert on it that that's guns, drugs, illegal activity. You're putting on a uniform, an enemy uniform, and then squaring off against people that have been trained to attack you. And everyone just follows the rules through the hype like idiots. The police go along with it. The gangbangers go along with it. We're all being played like little chump morons. So we're going to be getting to that and playing some of those clips coming up. Just a few minutes in the third hour, but I want to get all that lined up and document that for folks that the real promoters of hate are people like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, and they continue to get caught with their pants down, and that's a good thing. But since I mentioned media manipulation and media control, I thought that I would play this piece, and this is an auxiliary InfoWars.com reporter that put this report out, and then Paul Watson wrote a story around it, and I've said many times, don't ask me permission to be an InfoWars reporter. Don't ask me permission to paint InfoWars.com on the side of your barn. You have absolute right to do that. If you're a fan of Coca-Cola, you can paint it on the side of your barn. But we get these emails and calls almost every day. You know, can I put your stuff on Access Television? Can I write about you, in an article for the school paper? Can we write about InfoWars in a play I'm writing for drama? You can write about Moby Dick if you want, or Elvis Presley, or Jesus Christ. I mean, whatever you want. Freedom is your freedom to create culture and art without getting permission. And that's what political correctness is I better not say or do anything. That's why they keep widening it to brown bags and dodgeball and everything's politically incorrect, so that you're just scared to death and just go in a ball and only repeat what you saw on Family Guy. And as the mainstream media is discredited, they're going to segue to Comedy Central and movies and drama. That's where the real propaganda is. And I almost don't even want to go to this piece because I'd like to get a piece Darren McBreen did. Maybe we can do this on the nightly news and then air it on the Sunday show and post on InfoWars for people. He did a whole report on admitted subliminals in TV ads in the modern age. And it's like a Sharpie ad where they just flash it for 2 seconds, and it shows protesters, and it says, don't protest, submit. And that is subliminal. And then we've got cases where in Breaking Bad, over and over again, they would attack Ron Paul in just flashes, where drug dealers and child molesters liked Ron Paul. And they only do it for a few seconds because your subconscious brain reads it, sees it, makes the connection. Your subconscious mind could be, some estimates are 100 times, some are only 10 times, more powerful than your cerebral cortex. The frontal lobes, the left and right hemispheres of the brain, are tiny compared to the rest of your brain. And they have to focus all this incredible knowledge down to what you're currently thinking about, what you're currently dealing with. And so folks are pointing this out. We're seeing this more and more where they create a mock InfoWars.com website and then have it with a ridiculous conspiracy theory. And this is done at a subliminal level because you cannot read it when they flash it up there for 1 second. But your subconscious mind did. And we're seeing this all over the place. So I hate to just show one example because, I mean, let me tell you what's subliminal, quasi-subliminal. Bill O'Reilly did the report a few years ago, and he's done this several times, about cyber stalking and men trying to rape women over the internet via Craigslist. And then he cuts to me screaming, in that case, about police or something, nothing about women, and my face turning red. And he says, these haters must be stopped. I mean, I showed my lawyer. He said, yeah, you can sue News Corp and win. Do you want to spend $1 million and take a couple of years to get $2 or $3 million? Same thing with Rachel Maddow. I mean, my lawyer's rated probably the top lawyer in Texas, and I'm not bragging. And he said, but, I mean, do you want to waste your time? And I said, no, they're just so discredited. But, yeah, there's the headline. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. This is quasi-subliminal. Because it's like they're trying to make me a meme of you know, rapist, racist, because they know I've got their number. Now let's go to this report. Comedy Central show chides InfoWars with clone website. Segment features main character browsing Conspiracy Wars, which is the same logo as ours, with crazy headline. You can see the video up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. Here's the audio.
The mainstream media's propaganda campaign to marginalize Alex Jones and InfoWars continues to be deployed in full force and on all fronts. But the latest attack did not come from the usual suspects, MSNBC, Media Matters, Salon.com, or Fox News. Apparently, the mainstream media believes it's just not enough to demonize and lie about InfoWars in the news alone. The attacks must also cross over into entertainment, where the audience lets their guard down and are more susceptible to the conditioning. A recent episode of Comedy Central's show Broad City, aired February 11, 2015, featured an unfavorable cameo of the InfoWars website. The episode begins with a quick shot of the main character's computer. Here it is.
What is in the box, actually?
It's only 2 seconds, and it goes by very fast. Here it is again.
It was on my birthday that he burst there.
It was quick, but it says Michael Jackson lives in Richard Branson's space condo. The header on the fictitious website says Conspiracy Wars, which is clearly an exact replica of InfoWars' website. This is more than just a harmless, meaningless joke. It is a carefully placed subconscious mind conditioning technique. The producers of the show went out of their way to create a fake website to condition their audience. They associate an outrageous headline with the image of InfoWars' trademark website header, which then gives their viewers a subliminal input that InfoWars is an unbelievable and untrustworthy news source. This quick subliminal message may be enough to dissuade someone from reading an InfoWars article they may come across without them even knowing why. This isn't the first time Alex Jones has been demonized through subliminals in entertainment. In 2013, a movie called Prisoners came out starring Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. The antagonist in the movie was a child abductor rapist conveniently named Alex Jones. Some people may object and say these are no big deal or they're just coincidences, but when you consider the mainstream media's repeated dishonest attacks on InfoWars, the war on Alex Jones becomes overtly clear. I'm Adam Green, reporting unofficially for InfoWars.com. Make sure to subscribe below to know more news and catch the sneak preview to my upcoming documentary film, The Conspiracy Theory Conspiracy.
People always ask, how do they work with us? How do they work for us? You just do it. And this is how we end up getting reporters. David Knight, all these, Jakari Jackson, they won contests. Well, David Knight didn't win the contest. Jakari did, but he got in the running. Even though he lost the contest, he ended up, he moved down here from North Carolina with his family, doing a great job. We're just looking for a few good men and women that want to fight tyranny. And there are so many examples of this. And I made some phone calls to Hollywood and did indeed find out that the Alex Jones name with the writers was kind of a hat tip. And they said, look, the guy ends up being innocent in the movie and is actually like a good guy. So, you know, it's not all just attacks. People are like, wow, the child molester's named Alex Jones. Well, it turns out he's not. So some of it, I mean, quite frankly, you go see something like Captain America. I mean, it's almost like I co-wrote the thing. If you listen to this show, when we talked about the master plan with the extermination lasers on the blimps and the face scans and that, especially in the movie, and everything else, and how there's a... how Hydra, see, it's not that they're even copying me, it's that I understand how the system works, because the globalists have written books about how it works that only they seem to read but are hidden in plain.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy to grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927, or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is going to be joining us. His co-author was completely exonerated by a British court and given back his medical license. He was not engaged in fraud in the study with Wakefield. Wakefield suing as well is going to be exonerated. It's a total hoax. It turned out other British studies found the same thing, just were not widely circulated. And the inserts of the vaccines admit they can give you neurological disorders, pancreatitis, the list goes on and on. This is how they dumb the public down. They'll say, it's been discredited. The wheel does not exist. This guy's a fraud. It is hoax, hoax, hoax from the same folks that bring you the fraud that is Brian Williams. And I don't like sitting up here talking about myself all day, but when they try to destroy Dr. Wakefield, they try to destroy Ron Paul or other really good people who we know are legitimate and who they're going after, we have to stand up for them. And when they're demonizing InfoWars.com and yours truly, we're going to talk about it because we're getting attacked because we're on target. The show isn't about Alex Jones is getting attacked, but we're getting attacked so much we've got to cover it to further discredit the system and to show people why they're attacking us. Because we know what these dirty rats are up to, and they could all go the way of Brian Williams. This system is trying to bring in tyranny because it's tottering. Well, I don't want tyranny to collapse into greater tyranny. I want it to just be phased out into liberty. Nothing's going to be perfect. I don't claim utopias like every communist does or statist does. But a lot of revolutions are successful if they're peaceful. Violent ones are almost never successful. That's why they try to brand revolution in media as violent. The printing press was a revolution. There's been so many. Organic foods are a revolution. Peaceful things, and they're demonizing right now, and they're in a full court press as their vaccine fraud comes out to dominate and bully everyone with peer pressure into doing this. InfoWars.com has the report. It's also in Natural Society. You cannot make this up. It's an Anthony Gucciardi story. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals. I want to get Anthony on the nightly news tonight. Would you like a hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal? Yes, we'll talk about this with Dr. Wakefield coming up. Unbelievable. Continuing, yesterday it was reported by AP and others that indeed illegal aliens will get tax refunds even if they just got here. Free money. Obama amnesty creates loopholes for illegal immigrants who vote in elections. That's in the Washington Times. Yes, that's right. Openly, and in places like Illinois, they've introduced legislation. In fact, did that pass? I know it passed their House and Senate. The governor was going to sign it to where anyone that gets to Illinois can vote. Of course, it violates federal law, but it's just incredible. U.S. sends China millions in foreign aid despite $1.3 trillion debt. man, I gotta tell you, you can't make this stuff up. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was drunk during the State of the Union. At least she admits it. I don't like her. She's a horrible tyrant, but has all these bodyguards that doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself. But at least she admitted she was drunk. Barack Obama's cybersecurity push spurs privacy fears. Financial Times of London. Yeah, it's just put itself back. We're going to come back, cover some more news for 5 minutes, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield is going to be in studio with us. This is really important because if we beat him on the vaccines, we beat him on everything. This is a really big deal, ladies and gentlemen, so stay with us. The second hour is coming up. And remember, they want to shut us down for a reason. They've got me surveilled. They've got my assessment. They know I'm for real. They know I'm fire-breathing liberty lover who's never going to back down and loves a fight. And they know that excitement is infectious and can break the spell of lackadaisical malaise that people are under. I'm here to break folks' trance. And we need other trance breakers out there to get people out of their comfort zone and to get them in the game and get them outside the box and into the real world. If you feel as I feel, to quote V, and you know that ideas are bulletproof, then tell friends and family about the show, about the audio feeds, the free podcast, everything, and buy the high-quality products. Shop with the good guys at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.